We don't know very much about Bartholomew, except that he was one of the 12 apostles. He seemed happy to fade into the background among the more well-known followers of Jesus. He truly lived out our gospel message that the greatest must become the least. He makes me think of all the unsung heroes of the church, the people who faithfully and quietly live out their faith in small, often unspoken acts of love, kindness, and courage. Over time, various legends have come to be associated with Bartholomew, and his name often connects with places of healing, St. Bart's Hospital in London, and leprosy hospitals in particular. There's one in Cowley, now called the Barthelmess Chapel. Although we don't know much about Bartholomew, tradition holds that he had two names, a double identity, Bartholomew and Nathanael. Bartholomew is the name he's given in Matthew, Mark, and Luke's Gospels. Nathanael is the name he's given in John's Gospel, where Jesus finds him sitting under a fig tree and picks him out as someone in whom there is no deceit, someone who is honest. One translation says, there isn't a false bone in his body. And it's this aspect of Bartholomew's character I'd like us to think about this morning, the fact that he was truthful and honest. Now, I know that one of the most important things my parents taught me was to always tell the truth. I'm sure the children there will identify with that, and I'm sure parents, grandparents, teachers, we will all identify with that. If you've had the experience of telling a lie, you know how it makes you feel. Awful. It makes me think of the story of Pinocchio. He was a wooden puppet who wanted to be a real boy, but he got in with a group of bad boys and started telling lies. Every time he lied, his nose grew longer. Now, our noses don't get longer when we aren't truthful, but our hearts do often feel heavy. The philosopher Bernard Williams wrote a book called Truth and Truthfulness. It is quite a complex book, but one point he makes is that there's a difference between telling the truth and being truthful. You can tell the truth, you can say something true, but it might be misleading or unclear to the person who hears it. It's a bit like the politician on the radio who never seems to answer the question. Everything they say might be true, but they haven't taken the trouble to help the listener understand what they are saying. Being truthful is a matter of being generous with the truth, always being open to further discussion or conversation about a topic, rather than shutting it down or changing the subject. In our world today, I think we need more people teaching us about the value of truthfulness. Because if people aren't truthful, it's difficult to trust them. And when we can't trust one another, we can't build the lasting and proper relationships that we need for our families, our churches, our society to flourish. We live in a world of fake news and alternative facts. It's hard to know who or what to trust. We desperately need to rediscover the value of truthfulness and the virtue of truthfulness in the way we relate to one another, following the example of Bartholomew, whose truthful nature was noticed and valued by Jesus. Jesus himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." As Christians, we define truth not so much as a set of beliefs or doctrines, although these are important. We define truth as a person, the person of Christ, who was consistently truthful, consistently generous with the truth, and who calls us to a life of truth-seeking, integrity, and honesty with ourselves and others. What can you do this week to follow Bartholomew's example and be more truthful in the way you speak and act? Grant, O Lord, that following the example of St. Bartholomew, we may be truthful in our relationships with one another and lead others to follow the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.